going to be an exciting day for you.
Yeah, extremely exciting. I mean, it's a dream come true getting called up and being up here with all the guys. And especially, I have some friends up here from the team down there. And, it's just really thrilling.
I know Jacob Trouba didn't skate and probably won't know until tomorrow exactly what his status is. But I guess just where does this kind of leave your mind over the next 24 hours?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's kind of a waiting game. And, I'm just happy to be up here right now. And, whether Trouba plays or not is, up to them. And I'm just happy to be up here and practicing.
Brandon Beagle. People in.
That's Mel's. I think that's Mel's. Ontario. Mel's. Ontario, yeah. Avalanche. It might be. Ontario Avalanche.
Maybe you could just talk, Brendan, about how your year's been with the Moose.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good year, actually, considering, the down year we've had as a team. I think of myself, I improved and progressed as the years went on. And, the coaching staff down there have been great and, kind of tell me what do I need to do to, get my chance up here. And, I wish we had been doing a little bit better as a team, but, overall it's been pretty good.
How did you find out? How did you get...
Keith called me last night and, he was pretty happy on the phone and, we were pretty happy. And, it's a dream come true. And, obviously I don't know if I'm playing yet or it's just... short stint or whatever, but I'm just real happy to be up here.
So do you have a bunch of people that you have to say, look, noon tomorrow or tune in and watch?
You know what? I don't know because I don't know if I'm playing or not.
Ready?
Yeah, maybe be ready. But even though it's a noon game, it's going to be tough to make it all the way across from some Edmonton. So, kind of a waiting game. And, if I play, I'm going to be extremely excited. And if not, I'm just happy to be up here.
What have you learned over your 3 years of pro?
3 years of pro, just learning how to be a pro mostly. Just coming from junior, it's a completely different game. Different habits, and here just knowing them as a grind over a 76 game schedule, and learning how to be a pro and taking care of yourself. Every day.
How much easier has that been to be now in Winnipeg compared to St. John's?
Huge difference, and travel's a big difference too. I mean, we were gone 14 days on the road in St. John's, 14 at home. So really happy to be in here, Winnipeg. Great fans and at the MTS Center, and really excited.
Can you feel a noticeable difference in your body at this point of the year on that?
As I said, is you take care of yourself throughout the year, and I feel like I'm almost getting stronger so as the season progresses. And maybe my first year I didn't learn how to do that too much, but becoming a third year pro, it's definitely teach you the rigors of the pro game.
Some guys trying to do too much when they get that first game. Is it key for you just to play your game?
Yeah, keep it simple. I mean, that's all I'm gonna do is keep it simple. Don't do anything too risky. Just play solid defensively, what they ask of me, and hopefully it goes good.